It's 98.9 A Buzz and Spaziano and Sandy, and we love experts and we love our health professionals. And Rochester has one of the largest health professional communities, and we're very thankful for that, especially yes. in this time of need. And Dr. Nick is on with us, and he reached out the other day, and we've got him on the phone right now because there's a great need for surgical masks everywhere, including Rochester. Is that right?
And that's what we hear a lot.
Right. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Nick?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Tell us your story and how it all started and the effort that you're putting together to get more masks.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to get the word out a little bit. Yeah. So I am an emergency physician in the Rochester area, and my wife is also an emergency physician.
Mm-hmm.
And when this whole COVID thing broke out, we went to work, and it was clear that people were being very careful with personal protective equipment, which scared us, you know, because as a emergency doctor, you hope that when you show up to work, you have all the personal protective equipment that you need in order to take care of people, keep yourself safe, keep your family safe, and not spread any kind of infection to the next patient that you see. But it's clear that you know, it became clear early on that eventually we were going to have a shortage of personal protective equipment. So, you know, a couple of things I'd like to make clear. Number one is, as of right now, we have, at least we're told by our administrators, that we have about two weeks of personal protective equipment. But we are reusing masks. We are, you know, you basically show up for a shift and they give you a mask and you're supposed to use that mask for your entire shift.
No, that doesn't sound right. I mean, really, right? You go in to visit a patient and you put a mask on and then you would normally throw it away and then...
Do you? See, I don't know how this works.
Is that true?
Yeah. Before this all broke out, that was definitely what would happen. You'd put on a mask, go see a patient. You know, ideally, you'd step out of the room, take the mask off. You know, throw it away, wash your hands, and move on to the next patient, pick up a new mask. And that's the ideal situation, but it's just not reality right now. There just isn't enough equipment. And I should be clear that there are two types of masks. One is a surgical mask and one is the N95. And the N95 is the one that can actually block out viral transmission. The surgical mask, not really. So,
I see. Okay.
You know, we're really only using, now we have such a shortage, we're only using these N95s for aerosolizing procedures like intubations or, you know, other types of ventilator-associated procedures where
the
virus is being.
Those are the real special ones, and you got to really ration those. So
that's right.
You said you and some friends got together and started making your own.
Yeah, so we started a kind of impromptu physician and community-based organization that we scoured the internet to find how we thought the best homemade mask could be made. And I want to be clear that, you know, we need personal protective equipment that is approved by organizations like OSHA and NIOSH.
Right.
So that's what we need. Healthcare workers should not be using homemade masks. This effort is really a last line of defense, kind of pull the parachute, kind of a seatbelt,
right,
if you will, that when we've run out of all the things that we normally should be using, what are we going to do?
Right.
Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully that their supply chains will amp up and we'll be able to use factories to produce enough quality, reusable personal protective equipment.
Okay.
But none of us have a crystal ball, and we just don't know where this is going.
This is, and it's scary, especially you're on the front, you're literally on the front line, and you're putting your life, out there to try to save other people's lives. So we were talking about this, Sandy, yesterday, before this morning, that Dr. Nick has put together a website, and he's teamed up with So Creative and Fairport to try to get people to help and make masks to the specifics of what you have on the website. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. The website is rockcovid19masks.org. And there's a pattern and a description of the materials that can be used to make I think, as high of a quality of a homemade mask as is possible.
Yeah.
Is it easy to get the right kind of material? Because, you know, and we live in a community where there are a lot of people who like to sew, and that's their hobby.
And
I mean,
Hickey
Freeman is right here, so,
yeah.
You know, a lot of...
We have already collected 1,000 masks, and they're of really high quality, and the material is really just cotton and, you know, a breathable cotton, but then there's a filter insert that we're using. We're putting in filters that in theory can help
that.
Filter out some viral particles. Again, not really what we need. What we need are the N95s,
sure.
But this is a last-ditch kind of seatbelt. Yeah, exactly.
So what we want people to do is go to the website, and what's it one more time?
RockCOVID19masks.org.
RockCOVID19masks.org, okay? Go there. If you have a knack for a sewing machine, then they would really appreciate your help. And all the contact info is on the website also. Thank you, Dr. Nick. We really appreciate your asking us to help. We want to help. So if we can get people out there sewing, doing the masks correctly, using the right materials, and you can find them at a hardware store. Am I right?
You can get them hardware stores and fabric stores.
Too. Okay, great. Then we'll do whatever we can. Once again, rockcovid19masks.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll keep in touch.
Take care.
Okay, man. Thanks. Perfect. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.